Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your veins. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, June the 28th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got a bomb-boring show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to jump into what I call your prior existence or your pre-existence, what science calls plasma physics. We talked yesterday about a topic or a subject that was a mind-blowing topic or subject within itself. That topic or that subject was carbon 7. So we're going to be doing a series that breaks down carbon 7 that goes more into the debate, because it is a debate. Some people believe such an animal or such a thing as carbon 7. Some people don't. So we need to get into the science of it. So that's going to be a series right after I finish the blood series, because the blood series, again, this is your flesh. So if you notice, what I'm doing is I'm going through the three aspects of your reality or your existence on this planned net. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down, again, the chemistry or the blood or the body. And then we're going to break down the electricity or the carbon or the electrified or the Melchizedek, which means that you are, there is a particular doctrine. And if this doctrine is expressed, exposed, and expanded correctly, this doctrine activates the om. In the ancient texts and in the East, om is the most sacred sound on the planned net. According to every ancient text, except for the Bible, om. And if you make that humming sound, now if you do that, watch how it makes, it vibrates the pineal gland. It shakes off the calcium on the pineal gland. One of the ways to decalcify, to decalcify or again, flossify, calcify your pineal gland is by doing because when you make that humming sound, that vibrates your throat. It also vibrates the middle of your brain. That's why this is the doctrine of ohms that sends electricity to activate the melanite beings. So if you are Latino, if you are Hispanic, if you are Indian, if you are Asian, if you are white, if you are any race except a carbon being, you need to activate the melanin, so that way you can exist in this dimension. You can go out in the sun and you won't get melanoma. You won't get you won't get sunburn. So if you go out in the sun and if you get sunburned really, really bad, that simply means that you need to do more melanin. You need to activate more melanin inside of your system to produce more carbon beings or more carbonites or carbon, so that way you can exist on the planet. So that way you become a super a carbon 7 being. And we're going to break that down during the series. Now, the Father is not going to leave it up to you to just sit there in the closet in your room and, you know, eat well, drink well, and think good thoughts, so that way you can activate the it's called the melanocytes inside of your skin, inside of your brain, and inside of your genitalia. Yeah, the universe is not going to leave it up to you. The universe is releasing neutrinos, and it's going to activate it for you. And that is going to bring about a transforming inside of your physical body. However, flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. So my whole problem with the African-American community, regardless of what side of it is this makes you a fit extension for this dimension. Now, I understand that we probably were going to stay on this dimension. That's an opportunity or a possibility. However, I don't want to stay on this dimension in a body that decays. The body was not designed to do what is called entropy. However, it is. So we need to stop that. And the only way to stop you from entropying or dying is to remove the telomere that's on the top of your DNA. And the only way to remove the telomere on the top of your DNA is to activate, is for you to hear, for you to hear a sound. We call it a doctrine. We call it a word, a frequency, a wave of vibration. At the last sound, at the last trump, the dead telomeres in Christ will be removed. But the telomeres can't be removed off your DNA until something happens. And I'm going to break that something down in the series when I talk about the blood gods. And I really, really, really need you to really understand if you are a melanite being. Because melanin is simply broken down carbon. Melanin is actually artificial carbon. Now, if you are a carbon 7 super being, that means that you've activated your melanocytes. And the scripture says only certain things. It's of the spirit and of the water. And spirit and water are the same thing. So the only way you become a plasma being is for you to activate the spirit and the water, or the spirit in the water, or to speak, like it says in Genesis chapter 1, into the water. When you speak, when you put doctrine into water, it creates plasma beings. Now, in my humble 2 cent opinion, because all it's worth is about 2 cents, this is the final destination of mankind. However, there is a concern or a problem or a issue, because carbon 7 makes you a super being. So why would you want to go from being a carbon 12 or a carbon 14 or even a carbon 21, being what you are right now, and you get transformed into a carbon 7, a super being? You get a glorified body. Well, let me ask you a question. Where did you come from, my anointed brother? Where did you come from, my beautiful sister? What is your soul? And then what is your spirit? Sister, soul is the recording device for the spirit. It's like you're walking around and you got a record player, you got a DVD machine, you got a voice-activated device that every time a thought is activated inside your brain, it's recorded inside of your soul. Now, many people have a difficult problem with that. So I always ask people to really reverse engineer themselves. And if you reverse engineer yourself, you will see. Now remember, you're a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. So you reverse engineer that process. You are a body that is controlled by a soul that has a spirit as its operator. So everything breaks down to spirit. So the reason that I'm not really excited about carbon 7, now I'm excited. No. Well, let me rephrase that. I am excited. You know, I want to go from glory to glory to glory. But I want to go all the way up to the top. Like, I don't like the middleman. Like, that's why I don't talk to the little G's. So a lot of people, they talk to little G's. And there are a lot of good little G's out there from what I hear. There are a lot of benevolent beings. You can pray to the angels, and the angels can come. You know, the Bible even says that God will send his angels, that they would encamp around about you. Now, the watchers are here to watch us and to assist us and to help us. And so that's good, and I understand it. But then I read these scriptures that says that there is no more mediator between God and man save the Son of Christ Jesus. And God said that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. So I want to develop what is called a understanding of my prior existence, of my preeminence, or what is called before life. So there is a premortal existence that is referred to all throughout all of the ancient texts, even inside of the Helios Biblios, especially in the book of Jeremiah, where it talks about this. There's a lot of scriptures in the Bible that talks about your prior existence in the Bible. Now, for one, in the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 11, and again, this is just the introduction for a 3 to 5 hour series that I'm going to do right after I do the blood series. We do the carbon 7 series, and you're going to want to really hear the carbon 7 series, because that's where you are right now. See, the reason that your life is, and I don't want to give it away, obviously, there's no reason to take the series, but I need you to understand why are you in the predicament that you're in right now. Have you ever thought about that? Like, for real. Like, you ever thought about why are you at the job that you're at? Why are you in the relationship that you're in? Why are you in the financial place that you're in? See, in space, or let me rephrase this. See, by reducing from a 6 neutrons to 1, our perception changes from cubic space to what is called spatial, or spatiality, spelled S-P-A-T, spat, I-A-L, spatial or spatial. Now, in physics, spatial is it's a total different measurement system. It's like outside of time. So we're not using cubic, we're not using geometry. We're not going from a 6 neutrons. Your body, your perception now changes. Because, see, you used to I don't know if I should break this down for you. I don't want to give out too much of this information, but I need you to really understand what's going on right now inside of your body. Because the six neutrons represents a six-sided cube that allows you to be manipulated by Saturn or Satan. By changing the carbon, it takes you outside of the frequency and the influence of Saturn and Saturnalia and the cube and the cross, because the cube and the cross are the same. And I never did the show. I wrote a book, and I was going to do From the Cross to the Cube to show you that a cross is an unfolded cube. Now, you can go to Google and type it in right now, cross the cube, and go to YouTube. If you take a cube and unfold it, it's the exact dimensions of a cross. So the cross, Christianity, and the cube, Saturnalia, Satanalia, and Islam, they are the same. That's what all of the top levels, and this is what got me stuck for 20 years when I got to the top levels, and Satan and Jesus were the same. That just messed me up, dog. I couldn't process that. I couldn't. I never talk about this because I don't want to mess up nobody else's theology, but when you get to the top levels, like I posted a video on my Facebook page this morning, but two of these rapper dudes, two dudes I never heard of, and they was talking about, it's on my Facebook page right now, you should listen to the interview. Now, these rappers, and I have this inside of the seven S's of Satan, or the seven seals of Satan. I have this inside of my book. The last seal is sodomy, and these rappers, dudes, tell you why they're not like Drake. They're not like 50. They're not like Kanye. Why they got better music. And the dude's telling you that the beat, especially if you're black, this is important. If you are a melanated person, please, if you are black, beat is inside of your carbon. It activates carbon. You're a musical being. That's why black folks can go, why are black people more spiritual on any planet, anywhere? The more melanin you are, the more darker you are. Latinos, too. Why? My best friend when I was in the Marine Corps was a dude by the name of Toya. He was a Native American, so I used to go to all the powwows with him, and I used to film it for him, and I used to photograph it for him. And I started going and getting into the Native American culture, and and they would dance around and jump around. And I used to get off like watching them smoke the peyote and go out there, man, and get into their little teepees and do the Native American thing. It was very interesting. And then I ended up going to New Mexico and working inside of a supermax prison where it was their right, you know, that prison in prison, Mexicans. I'm sorry, Indians, Native Americans, can get high. It's their constitutional right to smoke peyote. So we would set up the teepee. We let them suckers go out there, and they're fired up. Pass around the peace pipe. It's crazy. And being exposed to that culture and seeing the different types of culture and to understand how that works and what does it do. Now, African Americans, everything is about drums. Go to Africa. The first thing you do, everybody, you know, it's the drums, it's the beat. So they know that. So these rappers are saying that now the rap music, the beat inside of the music, it derivals your DNA. So then Dre comes out with these binary beats. So everybody's buying beats. I've been saying this for years. People paying $300-$400 to derivel their DNA. So you can't become a carbon 7 being if you listen to today's music. Now, no disrespect to, you know, Kendrick Lamar and all these dudes. Do you listen to the music today? That music is whack because the beat doesn't build the DNA, it tears it down. Now, these dudes are saying that, and they're saying that they had to go in and get sodomized in order to be on top. They was talking about, like, Tyson Beckford, and talking about some other dudes. It's on my Facebook page, Pimp the Game. Sodomy. Because that seals the soul. So that way you can't become a carbon 7 being. And these dudes was like, man, why do you think that there are certain rappers that out there that got way better music, but they can't get to the top of the game? You won't see them on TV. You'll never hear about them. They'll never sign no multi-million dollar deal. There's better athletes than the one that's out there. The only way, and I've been saying this for years, the only way you get seen on TV, now they said, they talk about that the females are fake. They fly men for the photo shoots. Men sleep and do men. They're like the Greeks. It's just a blood orgy with men. Sex orgies and all of this crap. Why? Because they got to seal your soul. They got to keep you from becoming what I'm saying, a carbon 7 being. Because then that way you can't return back. You can't go back to your prior existence with the Father. You cannot become a plasma being. And so there's a system that they got in place to prevent you from oscillating and vibrating on this particular frequency that I'm talking about. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, it says this. Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5 says this. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. What? Hold up. Time out. How you know me, homie? From where? When? When did we hang out? Now, I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to express, expose, and expand to you, give proof. It says that the blood was given for the redemption, for the remission of your sins of your soul. So what sins did your soul do that you need blood to protect and to cover it? Because the blood God requires it. I'm going to break that down for you in the Blood God series. So your blood type determines your sin type. So depending on the type of sins that you did in your prior existence that you don't remember, that determines your blood type. Now, I don't really know if you really want to get serious, but this, for the rest of this year, you know what, I made a promise to myself that I'm going to do what I said I wasn't going to do. So y'all got to strap in. It's June. Man, y'all got to strap in because we got like 6 more months before the year's over with. So everything that I've been knowing for 20, 30, 40 years, all this occult, secret, dark, esoteric, high-level, Mason 33 and above, skull and crossbones, Wicca, witches, warlocks, all of this bullshitness that they know that the average Cretan don't know, this is stuff I'm going to be talking about from now until December. And it ain't going to be free because, again, like this one dude said, hey, man, why you charge? Like I've told you guys before, money is really a deterrent. See, you can. Money is the divine divider. People ain't going to pay for shizness that they don't believe in. So nobody's going to pay to hear me talk. That's why I charge more for stuff that is more delicate, we put it that way. Because why? I really don't want a bunch of people that ain't serious to hear it. So I know if you're serious, that's the only way you're going to fork up the money. So that's why I charge. And why I got $5,000 for my life optimization series that I'm doing right now. Most people are happy with the 3Ls. In fact, 99% of the people I know, they love having fun, they love fighting, and they love procreating. I spent 40 years doing it. Hey, and the only reason I left is because God dragged me out. I still be there. I did not come. I left kicking and screaming. I didn't want to. Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you, bro. I feel your pain. I did not come voluntarily. I came on January 1st of 2009 kicking and screaming. I'd rather hang back with the Reverend Dr. Bishop and keep teaching, you know, that this feel-good message, hang on, brother, your blessing is coming, sit in the front row for 30 years and sing Kumbaya. I was having fun doing that. Make more money, too. I had more friends. I had less adversity. Life was good. See, when you're a bottom dweller, well, you know, nobody messes with you because you already, you know, devil don't attack people that he owns. The devil don't come at you if he already got you, bro. You already on his team. So if you going through life and the worst thing that you had, your adversity was like, you know, my boy down, Joel Osteen down in Houston, you know, you got a flat tire on your way to your $30 million church facility. You have to change it yourself. That's the devil attacking you. If that's the best you got, brother, if that's the best you got, sister, assalamu alaikum. God bless you. But see, I'm talking about shizness before you was even freaking a thought form being. before you was a sperm seed inside of your daddy's scrotum. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what it says in the book of Jeremiah, homie. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of thy mother's womb, I sanctified thee. And I adore and I ordained thee as a prophet unto the nations. Now, I don't know what shizness, you know, other people smoke. But I know I got a call on my life. I should have been dead before I got six. I got bit on when I was in my baby's crib. My mom told me that a snake crawled into the baby's crib, wrapped around me, took the bottle out of my mouth, and started sucking the milk out of the bottle. Now, supposedly, I guess it was a milk snake or it was a non-poisonous snake. I don't know. Now, I had three death experiences with snakes before I was even six. Next, supposedly, I was climbing up in a tree. We grew up, you know, out in Florida. You guys know the story. And I was picking a pear up, picking a snake. A snake was attached to it, and I didn't see it, and I picked it. And I don't remember this, but supposedly, the snake bit me on the back. I mean, bit me on my cheek. And I fell out of the tree. Knocked me out. They rushed me to the hospital. Then I had another snake incident. And where I grew up at, they used to do the cow runs, where they would move cows from pasture to pasture. Supposedly the story goes, that was a guy, Mr. McCann, he was running some cows, and they had like 100 cows. One cow broke loose and ran through the house, ran me over, knocked me out of the crib, stomped on me. I supposed to die then. So there have been all of these near-death experiences that I had before. I don't even remember them because I was a kid. And I'm still here, and I can go on and on and on. But, Brother Will, what are you saying, dog? What are you saying? I'm talking about the soul, bro. I'm talking about the mind, will, the emotion, the imagination, the immortal spirit. Where did it come from? Where did your soul come from, brother? Where did your spirit come from? Do you over, under, and understand who's and who you are? See, you think you're just this flesh and blood blend. You think that, you know, you're just flesh and bone. You think you're just blood. Blood is like the least. It's the weakest, it's the most watered-down aspect of your nature. Let's read Romans chapter 9, verse 11. Romans chapter 9, verse 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to the election, might stand, not of works, but of election. So if your blood type, tell me your election type. Your race, tell me your election. Your time, place, everything in your DNA report, tell me your election. So it says, for the children not yet born. What? What children? Where they at? They ain't born yet. They already been elected, and then the suckers ain't even born? Who doing the election processing? Who choosing what? Who doing all of this stuff, man? It is not based upon doing good or evil. So you down here, as I've been saying for 25 years, you go to church and some Reverend Dr. Bishop makes you feel bad for doing good or evil. Man, bump that shizness. That dog don't hunt. Something happened before you came into this flesh body. I'm talking about that. And until you override, until you understand the stuff that I preach, talk about, teach, man, all this other stuff is just a freaking waste of your time. It's a trap. It's just to keep you in the three L's. Because the scripture that I'm reading inside of your Bible that you claim you believe in, Romans chapter 9, verse 11 says, children not being born yet, neither having done any good or any evil, that the purpose of God, according to the election, might stand, not of works. He said it again, not of works. He said that one more time, not of works. I don't give a flying beep what you're doing. Not of works, but of him that calleth. This brother, this sister is outside your pay grade. Now I know this contrary to your theology, I overstand. But one day, maybe not today, but one day, you're going to get tired of jumping through hoops like I did. See, I'm a retired hoop jumper. I didn't read about jumping hoops, homie. I did it. Everything the Reverend Dr. Bishop said, I did. And guess what? I was tenfold, well, let me rephrase that, twofold more candidate of hell than I was before I started jumping the hoops. So Romans chapter 9, verse 10 says this. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. Now, first time I read this, hopefully you have the same reaction that I did. I was like, what the hell? So God liked Jacob. He didn't even like Esau before he was even born. Esau was damned before he was even freaking born. I don't give a damn what Esau could have did. You ever read the story of Pharaoh? Now, when I read the story of Moses and Pharaoh, I feel sorry for Pharaoh. I don't know about you. Pharaoh was like, man, get these fools up out of chunk. I don't want nothing to do with it. God hardens Pharaoh's heart. God did. Pharaoh was like, I don't want no part of this. God said, oh, well, yeah, you're going to want part of it today, homie. So God overrode Pharaoh's mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, and say, Pharaoh, don't let him go. But hold up, God, I thought you wanted me to let him go. No, I don't want you to let him go. I'm going to use you as an example. Well, I don't want to be the example today. Are you going to be the example today, homie? Now, you heard a story about Noah. Noah said, God said, build an ark. Dude, it don't even rain. He said, but it's going to rain. Now, remember, before Noah's time, water came up from the ground. There was no such thing as water falling. So when people looked at Noah, they was like, this dude is smoking some serious hashish. This fool is building a boat. And they ain't even know. People don't even know what rain is. So you walking around, I'm telling people that I'm going to do this. And people are telling me, you're going to do what? Fool, are you smoking drugs? You going to combine spirit and science? Are you going to start a group of people that's going to travel around the country and change the world? You going to preach the truth that's not inside of the Bible? How are you going to do that? See, this is what I'm talking about. Plasma beings, they don't think like carbon beings because they have what is called a mortal conception. Now, before I should say, they had an existence before the mortal conception. Now, this is very difficult for people to wrap their brain around, and I understand, because this goes into what the Greeks talked about, which is called, again, the pre-formation. John Calvin called it tulip. This is the prior existence that, again, as most people, especially with inside of Christendom, they deny or they don't understand. Now, I have a book talked about this before, so we're not going to talk about the whole pre-existence thing. We need to understand that again, what I just read in Romans chapter 9, verse 11, what I read in Jeremiah before you was even a thought form, that was something that you was doing. And you acted as, and you went around as what they call an orb. Now, when I was a little kid, even now, just last night, I saw what I call a shadow people. Now, I could be sitting there, and I'm looking, watching TV, and I see a shadow, and I look. And I turn and there's nothing there. That's the shadow people. So the shadow people, again, these are the entities that I'm talking about. These are what is called plasma beings. Now, plasma beings, again, especially if you are of a non-carbonite being, this is good news for you. So if you're a Caucasian person, because everybody say, that I talk to you, say, hey, man, hey, it sucks to be Caucasian. You ain't got no carbon. You got melanin. You got the process that allows you to develop a little bit of it. But your organs now, again, doctors are not going to tell you, but black people's organs are different than white people's organs. Now, again, if you won't go, you go ask the doctor, they're not going to tell you the truth. But if you can find one, there's this video floating around of this one dude that's talking about it. And they know this. This ain't nothing new. Any really, really honest physician will honestly, they'll tell you the truth. They probably won't go on camera. They don't want you to talk about it. Everybody knows it. It's not nothing new. People talk about it now. You can go to Google and type in black body and just research it for yourself. So that's carbon, though. Now, flesh and blood cannot enter in the kingdom of God. So what good is carbon? Now, remember, carbon comes from stars. So before the stars formulated and formed, what existed before then? Now, y'all guys know that I take any teaching and I trace it all the way back to its origin. So anytime somebody, when I latch on to something, it's not really good for me to latch on to it. Because I don't, when people tell me something, hey, Dr. Brother Will, have you heard of this? So when I got part of the Hebrew Israelite movement, they said, hey, man, black people are gods, dude. We got melanin. Well, I couldn't find melanin on the periodic table. So that's how I knew, first of all, it was. You can't, now, everything is in God. Melanin is not even a part of God. Melanin is a process by which it allows people that are artificial to become grafted in, to become gods, to become like God. It talks about this in John 10, when Yahushua says, hey, are these other, there's another shepherd, he got his own sheep. Now, I didn't tell this other shepherd to go out and create his own sheep. He did. So I'm going to come back. I'm a good shepherd. This other shepherd, he's a hireling. He's a wolf. Now, I triple dare you. I shouldn't be taking this, but I'm going to get anyone. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Go in the book of John and look up the definition of the word. Go ask for white people, the devil. Already the show talked about it. Look it up in the Greek for yourself. The word hireling, look it up. It means wolf. But then look up the keep looking, bruh. Just like in The Lion King, when he takes Simba down to the water and he says, hey, yo, daddy, Mufasa want to talk to you, homie. And Simba says, where he at? And Mufasa tells him, look into the water, dude. Why he telling him to look into the water? Speak to the water, brother. Nothing, the only thing that exists is Hydor. Everything else is the manipulation of it. There's only one chemical. There's only one God. There's only one force. There's only one element. There's only one note. There's only one. Everything else, you are a watered-down version of the original, bro. Even if you're an artificial, you're artificially watered down. You just got more. That means that you've been watered down a little bit more than everybody else. You've been manipulated a little bit more. But Yahushua says, hey, I'm the good shepherd. After I get my sheep, I'm going to come back. And I'm going to get the other shepherd's sheep. Who's the other shepherd and who are the other sheep? You might want to pimp the game, bro. Otherwise, you're going to fall for this damn race war that these fools are trying to incite. That's why black people are walking around talking about the black woman is God. I went on this lady's show that told me that the black Poonanny was God. I still got the interview. The craziest thing since sliced bread. Now, she's a nice black lady, I understand. They told me that black Poonanny, that a black woman's vajayjay is God. I'm like, hold up, time out. Let me get this right. So we're supposed to worship the poo-poo, the Poonanny. Yes, that's what they said. She's still out there floating around. Nice girl, man. Good people. Confused, but they good people. So you mean to tell me I'm supposed to go when a woman opens her legs, a black woman anyway, I'm supposed to go worship at the altar. That's what they told me, bro. I was like, okay, yeah. Next. Then I went on this other show. This other dude, my good brother down, man. Woo, wow. I got all those shows. My wife used to look at me like I was on drugs back then. See, I'm not afraid to go anywhere. I talk to anybody. I don't give a flying if he's a freaking monkey with wings. He ain't got no power over me, dude. When you got the biggest gun in the fight, everybody else is a small nobody. Nobody. And that's, and see, until you get this resolve, you're not really qualified to listen to what I'm going to be sharing for the rest of the year. Because it's going to induce fear. Because you're going to be like, well, maybe, I don't know. You know what? Maybe black people are gods. You know what? Maybe white people are the devil. Maybe they do got a maybe they are genetically inferior. You ever thought about maybe the reason that they are genetically inferior is because they are spiritually superior? You ever thought about that, bro? Yeah, black men don't want to talk about that. We'll talk about the white people from a genetic perspective, but how about from a spiritual perspective? That's plasma. See, people don't want to deal with plasma because, see, plasma is the fifth element. Plasma physics is a physics of that's nonlinear. Plasma physics is based upon what is called phase conjugation, not congregation. Congregation is the heart. It means the heart implodes. It doesn't explode. That means you get so much love that you collapse in. That means that you go inside yourself and you just like woof, disappear. Do you really, I don't know, like when I teach this plasma based and this plasma series, y'all got to come with it, man, because it's going to be some physics that I'm going to be talking about that's going to really mess up your theology. Because, again, based upon the science of it, it talks about that there is no longer distance. See, distance, now remember, space and time and mass, they all three got to be created at the same time to exist. Because in order to have space, you got to have time. In order to have time, you got to have mass. You can't have one without the other. So what I'm talking about is this new physics that does away with all that. It does away with what is called cubic space. So I don't know if you really understand what I just said. That means that plasma physics states that this, okay, I'm here in Texas and you are there in New York. According to plasma physics, that don't exist. Everybody's in the same place at the same time. Excuse me? Yeah, I don't really know if you want to go there. That's plasma. See, plasma physics, there is no such thing as here and there. There is no such thing as separation, brother. That's why God is all, that's why he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time because he's a plasma. It vibrates on a total different set of physics. Now, some people call this quantum, but it's characterized by what is called distantless. It's devoid of separation. Now, if that don't hurt your brain, just hang on. I got a bunch of more shizness that I'm going to talk about when I do that series on a plasma being. So if you think being a carbon 7 being, now carbon is particle physics. Plasma is another physics. It's not even wave. It's not even particle. It's of new physics. They don't even exist yet, called plasma physics, ether physics, dark physics. I mean, they got all different kind of names. They don't even know what to call it yet. But it is characterized by the lack of separation. It is more, how can I put it? Fluid, for lack of a better term. But the most important thing it is for you to understand is that space and distance, again, by definition, is limitation or limited. So when you say that you're a carbonite being, what you're saying is that you're a limited being because you got to be in a specific spot. Plasma says that, we everywhere at the same time. We're all knowing, we're all powerful, we're all present. It has the same attributes as God. Now, if your brain is not hurting, stick around. I got more shizness where that came from. We ain't even scratched the surface yet when we start talking about plasma physics. And we start talking about plasma-based beings. So carbon-based beings, that's off the hizzle for shizzle. Melanin-based beings, that's off the hizzle for shizzle. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Once you understand the big picture, my brothers and sisters, carbon-7 doesn't apply, basically. So now remember, you got to go in stages, though. So you got to start where you at. You got to bloom where you planted. But I want to tell you where you should be going. Now, everybody talks about the platonic solids and the different platonic states and all of that good stuff. Now that is great, but I want to get into more of what is the soul, where does it come from, how does the soul again program the perception. What is the difference between soul as it's used inside the Helios Biblius, and what is the difference between spirit as defined inside the Bible? We're going to break all of that down inside of this plasma physics series because we have to understand. Because, again, some people think that spirit is just another word for soul. However, that's not the case because the Bible makes a specific distinct difference between spirit and between soul. I like the way it says it in the book of Psalms. Psalms 104, verse 29 states, Psalms 104, verse 29. If you, talking about God, take away their spirit, and that word spirit in that scripture means ruach, they die, they return to the dust. Huh? Yeah. So without this element, my brother, without this element, my sister, what is that element? Plasma, physics, which is called spirit, which is called water, which is called hydor in the Greek. Without that, according to Psalms 104, verse 29, if God removes his spirit, you drop. What about the book of James? James chapter 2, verse 25 states this. James 2:25 states, body without the spirit. Now, the word spirit of James chapter 2, verse 26, 25 is pneuma. That's how I always say, the ruach and the pneuma. So I got them both covered. The ruach and the pneuma gives the English word spirit. Now, James chapter 2, verse 26 says, the body without the spirit is dead. Now, make sure you understand. So we can talk carbon, and we can talk flesh, we can talk chemicals, and we can talk science, but we need plasma. We need spirit. We need the water. So without the spirit of God, brothers and sisters, dead man or a dead woman. A lot of this is on, you know, talking about carbon, and it's great. Don't get me wrong. And we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about it and its significance. But we need to break down the dust, a.k.a. carbon of the body. It returns to the earth because that's where it came from. And the spirit, it returns to God who gave it, according to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. So we need to break down this process that you are going through that you ain't got no control over. Now, I know you think that you had an experience. You went, somebody slapped some oil on your forehead, and, you know, that's it. You're done. Well, brother, sister, God is doing something inside of you right now as we speak. He ain't leaving it up to you. Now, I'm going to show you as we get, especially when we get into Colossians, and then we get into I'm excited about the plasma series, because then after that, series, we're going to go further down the rabbit trail, and we're going to continue to blow some cookies throughout the entire year. So you want to stick around, because as I talked about in the blood series, the first series that starts this Saturday is hopefully, again, if you guys haven't paid, please go ahead and knock that out, because that starts on the 30th. That word spelled, I can't tell you. I'm going to break it down in the series. This is the real name. I'm saying blood gods, but there's another word that actually means universal fate in the original ancient secret societies text. I can't tell you the word because then it's going to, I can't tell you. But anyway, there is this word that really is the title of this next series that is where we get now. If you look at the definition of the word blood in the original text, again, which talks about chemistry. Then if you look at the definition of the word, again, melanin and carbon, which is the process that produces electricity. Then if you look at the definition of the word spirit, which is the ultimate destination of your plasticity. Remember, neuroplasticity. Do anybody want to blow their cookies? Look that up. Neuroplasticity. What happens in the brain? The brain is neuroplastic. The brain is spiritual. Now they say, according to science, I'm trying to get excited. I'm about to tell y'all everything, and then y'all ain't gonna take it serious. So let me shut up. All I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, if you can understand what I'm about to share for the rest of this year. At the end of this year, I guarantee you that you'll be flying to work, spiritually anyway. Everything that you're doing, you will be, I'm not going to say like me, you're going to be like Yahushua. You will not have no more fear, I guarantee you. I guarantee you, if you can stick around, and for these next 6 to 7 series that I'm getting ready to do. The neuroplasticity means that the brain reorganizes itself. Now, I don't really know, man. I'm trying to get too excited because I got like 3 books on neuroplasticity. And in these books, I talk about this, man. And I love talking about this topic. The last one I did was called Neuroplasticity and Nutrition. Now, I really don't know if you really understand what that means. So neuroplasticity and neurotheology is just taking out the word plasticity, replacing it with theology, because theo means God, ology means word. So that means that I'm going to take words that were spoken by God and change your neurons. Now, I don't know if that gets you excited, but I get real excited. I like want to go run around the block. Because now, in my last book where I broke down how neurotheology and nutrition, that you can put in your mind before you put it in your mouth, and it changes what you put in your mouth. Now, let me say that again. Dr. Emoto said that you can piss in a cup, and you can tape the word "I love you" on that cup, and you can put your urine on the shelf, come back in a day or two, and it will be crystal pure clean water. You could drink it. It's called urine therapy. Now, people all over the world, now they got machines, they got technology. You can do it with no freaking machine. Now, I wouldn't advise you, you know, becoming a poop eater, but supposedly you can do that too. What am I saying? Neurotheology and nutrition states, as I have in my book, which I know you read because, you know, you're an avid reader of Brother Will's stuff. You love you some Brother Will. You read all my stuff, right? So I already know you read my book, Neurotheology. This is part of my theocentric nutrition part. So in neurotheology, I talked about how your nutrition is affected by your thoughts. Why do you think we bless our food? Now, as a plasma being, now you are just, you haven't even scratched the surface of your true spirituality, and you are already, again, a guru. What do you think you're going to be doing around Christmas time if you hang out with me? I don't really know. Your vibe is going to totally change. So when you walk into a room, like I was talking with a client today, we were talking about vibes. Now, the way me and my wife's work or relationship work, it's because of our vibes. Because we have, you know, different belief systems. So people tell me it's like if a Satanist and a Christian was to get married, like how that relationship is going to work. And so me and my wife's vibe is different. So how do you change your motivated abilities pattern, your map? How do you control your behavior and change it? How do you change your attitude? How do you change your DNA? How do you change your personality? The answer? It's called the Word of God. It's called prayer. It's called meditation. It's called neurotheology. Now, neurotheology is basically plasma neuroscience. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. I didn't read about it in a book. I've been doing it. So words don't affect me the way that they affect everybody because I change them. So you can call me the N-word. It may have a negative connotation in your language, but my aura, my orb, my plasma changes it because my brain has neuroplasticity. That's a plasma being. So plasma beings, they take their spirit, they take their soul, and their body. And they turn it into, and I'm gonna break this down from a science perspective and from a biblical perspective. So that way you become a super being. You become a spiritual being. So that way you can go back to your prior existence. So whatever you was before you came into this flesh body, you have that potential again to be that now, to have that understanding now. You don't got to wait till you die you can actually operate on that dimension. So that for the whole purpose, again, for you to be on earth is for you to have all of the Godhead inside of a body. That's the whole purpose of you being here. But you got hijacked. We all did. We all got confused. We all got twisted. We all got sent down another rabbit trail. So now we are all divided. We all have division. So now the spirit wars against the flesh. The flesh wars against the spirit, and the two are contrary to one another. So as a plasma being, there are many different types of sentinel forms out here in this universe, brothers and sisters. There are many different types of sentinel beings. You ever watch Star Trek? And Dr., you know, Spock and, you know, what's his name, Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk, man, he was having sex with green beans. Captain Kirk had sex with blue beans. Captain Kirk was an international hoe before it was even cool. This fool was traveling the universe. He was traveling the universe. But the whole gist of this was the fact that they was multidimensional, and they was talking about multidimensional beings. These were interdimensional light beings that they was encountering inside of Star Trek. I'm talking about the TV series, not the movies. Way back before most of y'all was born, back in the 70s when I was a kid watching Star Trek with Captain Kirk or whatever his name was. What they were, the writer of Star Trek was trying to express, expose, and expand to you. A lot of his books and stuff I've read. That's where I got a lot of my understanding from when it comes to understanding these multidimensional beings that are multidimensional conscious that dwell in our universe. They are formless. They are bodiless, but they exist inside of a plasma state. These plasma beings are made up of what I call the God stuff, the God source, the God, they're made up of spirit, basically. And they are all have one trait, compassionate. They're basically love beings. They are capable of projecting their consciousness throughout multiple dimensions. You have that same capability, but you don't know how to do it. So my job is to teach you how to be inside of your body and yet exist on multiple dimensions on the same time. That's what Yahushua did. Yahushua said, the things that I have done, you shall do. Now, they say after Yahushua was crucified, they saw him in one place, and then 30 seconds later, they saw him somewhere else. Then 30 seconds later, they saw him somewhere else. Then Yahushua did some crazy. Have you read what Yahushua did after the resurrection? I mean, have you read in the Bible what Christ did? You're supposed to be doing the same thing right now. You are a multidimensional being. You're supposed to have control over your spirit, your soul, and your body. But your body has control over your soul, and your soul don't know what the hell to do with your spirit. Well, we got to turn that around, brother. It all starts with gnosis. It all starts with you understanding whose you are and who you are. Because right now, as I am speaking to you, you are going through a radical change. This radical change is the result of what is called the Aquarian Age. Now, whether you believe in the Zodiac sign and all this other shiznits, never study for another time. I believe in the Mazel Ruth. I believe in biblical alphanumerics. So that overrides any of the watered down Chaldean shiznits that's out there today. But all I know, the age of Aquarius is the age of freedom from technology, from the water bearer, from electricity. That means, brothers, there's a rapid change that's taking place and in your plasma that allows in your plasma to function the way that technology does. So the technological boom is going to be replaced by a spiritual boom. We are in the age, and this age lasts 2,150 years, according to the precession of the equinox. Now, that's getting to a whole lot of other stuff that we talk about at another time that, you know, people hear. Some people believe in it, some people don't. All I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, that we are in a new age of love, brotherhood, unity, integrity, and in oneness. Everything from the Piscean age is gone. That's the fish age. That's the Yahushua age. We are in a new age. We are in the age of the big G. The age of Aquarius is the age where the big G shows up on the scene. Not the sun, the father. The father of light is Chion, brother. He's releasing himself in the form of what the sun calls neutrinos. And the father is sending out pieces of himself. Man, I'm getting excited. And he's overriding governments. He's overriding corporations. He's overriding egos and attitudes. He's destroying fake and phony people and replacing them with love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no other frequency that can freaking stand up, brother. And when you vibe on that frequency, you can walk through the shadow of you can walk through the valley of shadow and death, and you will fear no evil. Because the big G is with you. You got the biggest gun in the freaking universe. That's a plasma beam. And what I'm ready to share with you, brothers and sisters, is going to take you past the Piscean age. That dog don't hunt no more. This is a gradual change that started back in 1999? Remember 1999, they said, oh, everything was going to go. Remember Prince came out with that song, 1999 party, like in 1999? What was he saying? Then 2012 rolled around, remember? Oh, it's going to be the end of the world. The end of the world, 2012. Oh, it's going to be a big catastrophic event. Well, it happened. It was a spiritual event, brother. It was a spiritual. While you was waiting for something physical to happen, something spiritual happened. At least it happened to me and a lot of other people. And it's time for you to get on board with this new change because you are a plasma. But you got to start off as a dirt beam, which you are right now. You're carbon 12, carbon 14, or carbon 21. That's going to change. Give it some time. You're going to become a carbon 7. Hang out that for a little while, then you're going to become a plasma beam. And I'm going to tell you the process so you can identify it as you're going through it. So my brothers and my sisters, make sure y'all sign up for each one of these series, man. We're going to blow some cookies. We're going to drop some gnosis and some knowledge, man, for everybody. Again, I want everybody and their grandmother to be a part of all of this that's coming down the pipe. It's going to be life-changing because, again, it's not about race, not about color. It's not about religion. This is about, again, God's plan for his children. So the same way that we got a plan, we got a destiny, we got a vision. Well, the big G got a plan. The big G got a destiny. The big G got a diaconia. The big G's diaconia is that he's going to take his children, and as it says in John 10, he's going to bring them into the sheepfold. Then he's going to take the other shepherd's children, and he's going to bring them into the sheepfold too. Because, see, the other shepherd, he tried to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. He thought he was smarter than the high door. He thought he was smarter. So he came up with a better system. He came up with a system using technology. He came up with a system using words. He came up with a system using, you know, the fake phony. But the father, the big G, says, yeah, that's not going to work, dude. So I'm going to take what you meant for evil, and I'm going to turn it around and use it for good. That's what's going on, brothers and sisters. You should, man, it's a great time to be alive. It is a great time to be alive. I'm excited for you. If you're excited, I'm excited for you. Because you're going to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a positive relationship whether you want to be or not. God is not going to sit there and just, he's going to leave it up to you. He's going to make, he's going to do, he's the same thing he did to me, he's going to do to you. You're going to go into wealth kicking and screaming. You're going to try, I don't want no money, God. I don't want no money. He's going to say, sit down and shut up and take the money. No, I want to be poor. I want people to feel sorry for me. God is going to drag you kicking and screaming all the way to your blessing. Right now, God is dragging you. You don't even want to go. It's the craziest thing. I see people fighting me all the time, man. Oh, Brother Will, man, that shit, that, man, what you talking about, man? I don't know, man. I don't think about it. That's not true, brother. I don't believe that stuff, brother. They didn't even look it up, man. Didn't even look at, they don't even know half the words. I say, well brother, what, neurotheology? What the hell does that mean, brother? Well, you didn't even look, come on, man. How are you going to reject something you can't even freaking pronounce it? Didn't even read Jeremiah. I just read Jeremiah where God said that, hey, before you was even a thought form, dude, I knew you. I predestined you. I called you to be something. So you got a calling on your life, and you fighting God. No, I'm not going to do that, brother. I'm telling you, you got a diaconia. God called you to do something. You're going to sit up here and say that. No, you're going to tell God. You're going to tell the universe. Even though you wired me, you got every blood cell in my body is vibrating on this frequency, but I ain't going to do it. Okay, Jonah, so you're not going to Nineveh. Nope, I ain't going. Okay. Yeah, I see you in Nineveh. I ain't going. Oh, you're going to be like Moses. I can't go back to Egypt. I'm a stutterer. I can't talk. Okay, Moses. So you're not going to Egypt? Nope, I ain't going. Okay, go out there and hang out with Jethro for 40 years, but you're going to Egypt. So all I'm simply saying is that whatever your diaconia is, whatever God has called and given you to do, whatever the universe, whatever, if you don't like the word God, hey, pick a word, man. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I'm not wrapped up in these watered-down terms that was given to you by freaking the Greeks. All I'm simply saying is, the universe got a plan for you versus exercising that plan. So I'm just going to expose and explain to you what the plan is. That way you know what's coming. That way you know what's going on. Nobody can tell you, and you cannot say, I don't know what's happening. Because I'm going to make sure that you are walking in with both eyes wide open. Because I'm enjoying the ride. I don't know about you. Brothers and sisters, man, I love you. Appreciate you. Remember, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Join me for the Blood God series. This is the first base of the next. This next three series is really of one series. It's broken in three parts. This is a series that deals, again, with the flesh, the blood. Then we're going to deal, again, with the soul. And we're going to talk about the carbon. Then we're going to deal with the spirit as we talk about the plasma. So you want to be a part of these three the next three series, because they're gonna blow your cookies. Brothers and sisters, I love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you.
Now everybody is shell shocked. They had trauma. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the streets.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions feel so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with many victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever wanna put the God in.
God in, God in, we got to put the God in.
If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hole. Man, I love it when Kiana
selling out the venue.
This be Jehovah, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah,
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in.